Hi there, welcome to Chinese in 3 minutes with me, Ziyu. Today I'd like to talk about how to survive in the special time. I'd like to start this topic with the event that we discussed about in the yesterday night, that is the corruption of the Red Cross in the city of Wuhan. It started because people found we had devoted a lot of materials to the Wuhan Health Hospital. But until now, most of frontline hospital doctors, they didn't receive anything. And on the other hand, people found that a lot of supplies are stocked in the warehouse of the Red Cross. And besides that, the Wuhan government, they sealed the materials that are devoted from the public to the Wuhan resident to make money. Until now, everyone knows what happened, and everyone knows there must be a corruption in it. But the government and the Red Cross officers, they didn't admit it, and they don't want to make anything change. And besides that, nobody can administrate them. Nobody can control them. And we have to admit the fact we cannot do anything. So that makes everyone feel very angry. We devoted our money, but the money doesn't used on the patient, on the doctor. They blow in the pocket of the officers. Today, we found something. When we think that may be far from us, actually, they happened on ourselves. It makes us recall the things that happened 100 years ago. At that time, Chinese people experienced the poverty, the corruption, the virus, and the lack of education. Our generation, we grew up in the development of the China. We think everything is ice. We think we have a bright future. We think the disasters that happened on our ancestors will not happen on us anymore. Sometimes we reject to read them. We reject to believe them. But now, we know we have to accept that. We know our future. It's not bright as we imagination anymore. We know although we can build the hospital in 6 days, but we cannot change our country during these 100 years. There is a lot of work we need to do. So I and a few of my friends, we set up a group to tell a story on the WeChat every day. We plan to do something to abundance our spiritual life. We want to expand our horizons to the history. We want to know what happened in the yesterday. We want to prepare for the future. We want to enjoy ourselves. We also want to comfort others in the difficulty time. So that's all. It is today's program. If you have something that you want to know about China, I really want to hear your feedback. That's all. Cheers. Bye.